And we are back, and continuing with Benny Goodman, we're going to play two real quick hits. The first one is In the Mood, which may be the anthem for about the year 1939. Another Naris Hall of Fame recording, sold a lot of copies. And the next tune we'll listen to is When You Wish Upon a Star, which is from a Walt Disney movie called Pinocchio. So In the Mood and When You Wish Upon a Star featuring the Glenn Miller Band.
We'll be right back. difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star as dreamers do, fate is kind. She lives to those who love. The sweet fulfillment of their secret longing, like a bolt out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true.
When You Wish Upon a Star, featuring the Glenn Miller Band. I mentioned earlier on in the program how the saxophone had become one of the jazz instruments by the time we get to the mid-30s. One of the first leaders of this movement was a man by the name of Coleman Hawkins. He got his start when he was barely out of his teens. He was born in 1904. One of his first big gigs was in 1924, playing with the Fletcher Henderson Band alongside none other than Louis Armstrong. He spent a little bit of time in quite a few people's bands, and he even was one of the first expatriates. He moved to Europe for a long time, was in a British band, and was actually refused entry into Germany when the band was going to play in Germany during Hitler's time, and that kind of helped spark his decision that he wanted to move back to the United States. The first piece we're going to listen to by Coleman Hawkins is Body and Soul. Then we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things that we heard.
Mm-hmm.
Coleman Hawkins, Body and Soul. A couple of things that we notice about that recording. A, the bass player, he's not playing what we would call a normal walking bass line at the very beginning of the piece. He's playing in two. He's playing a note. Every other beat, he's going one, two, three, four, one, two. It sounds like the pianist has decided to take on the role of the bass player. He's playing four quarter notes in with chords, and the drummer's playing with brushes, a very steady beat. Although it's very steady, it sounds very relaxed. This recording, I think, is very interesting because if I play a recording of someone singing this song, we'll notice that Coleman Hawkins doesn't play the whole melody. He only plays about the first eight bars of the melody, and then the rest of the entire performance, the rest of the 3 minutes, is all an improvisation, a solo on the harmonic progression of the tune. Here we now start seeing recordings who, even though this music obviously could be danced to, and I could see people in a club in 1940 dancing to this music, the purpose of this music, as far as Coleman Hawkins is concerned, is to give himself a chance to express himself. And this is something that's going to become ever more important in jazz, to the point when we get to the bebop era in free jazz, to where the audience might have little to do with why the performers are playing the music. I'm going to continue on with another performance by Coleman Hawkins, the Sheik of Arabay. Thank you. right, I see we're up against the clock again. We're going to take another brief break, and then we're going to come back for one more recording of Coleman Hawkins in the Arm. We're going to listen to some small group performances by Duke Ellington, among others.